everyone. This is Peter Granich on Sunday, May 31st at 9 a.m. on the East Coast. As always, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. As I move deeper into the latter stage of my business career and still have words for the person who once told me to wait for my golden years, I no longer have the mental or physical energy to stay consumed by the markets 24/7, 365. Because I try to be everything to everybody, not just the clients of our planning group who deserve my full attention, but also help all these people that come to me from literally all around the world, my days are now overwhelmed by requests I simply cannot meet. That's my own doing. By sharing far too much about what I'm doing personally, and despite repeatedly saying I'm not an advisory service, too many people still assume or hope that I am and seek guidance I cannot provide. For example, I have shared that I wanted to short the U.S. stock market and have disclosed my own trades. As a result, I received so many emails, texts, and calls asking what it means, what should one do, and similar type questions. I cannot and will not answer any type of communication from anyone who is not a client of our planning group. Unfortunately, some people react with frustration, which only gives more fuel to my keyboard warrior fan club. The same applies when I discuss individual stocks I own. Although my overall 1- and 5-year performance was the best ever, some people focus on the few losses thrown in with those, and it's thrown back in my face. Most people are not like that, but the few who are, man, they make you feel like you're getting a preview of what hell must be like. So I will stop providing follow-ups on my short-term market positions as of today, though I will continue to share my general market views as before. I will honor my commitment to keep you updated on my individual equity holdings, but only through the end of the year. By then, either those positions will have worked out as planned and everyone should be pleased, or I'll need to look under my car before starting it. Either way, that's going to come to an end in the new year. I'm especially grateful for my strong personal and business relationship with Michael Gentile. In the video below, Andy Scheckman calls Michael the Warren Buffett of junior resource stocks. It's an absolute must-watch video for several reasons, including what it shares about the Apostle Fund. Finally, my X page will need to remain my primary channel of communication, but I must be careful not to give newcomers the impression it's some sort of advisory service, because despite every oral and written disclaimer noting it isn't, some just don't get it or don't want to get it. I say this, but before long, I end up losing sight of the fact that my true calling is an offer to an alternative traditional financial planning process, as the video below with my business partner of 25 years explains. And it's not to continually focus on metals and mining anymore. Habits are hard to break, but this one I must.